Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Also, a good website if you want to see a tribute to the troops is www.captainsblog.us. We put a casualty count up there. We were keeping track of the casualties up to about 2,500. And then the Department of Defense stopped posting them. As far as I could see, they sort of shook me off the trail. But some of the last ones I got, they had photos of the fallen. And if you want to really eat your heart out, you got to see some of those. Well, speaking of the fallen, I thought we were finished with this Michael Jackson torture. You know what they should have done? They should have shown this to the guys at Gitmo. They could have broken every one of them. They wouldn't have had to waterboard them. They wouldn't have had to waterboard all three. Yeah, the Great American Atrocity. No, the Great American Atrocity is having to watch this Michael Jackson show. And I thought the worst of it was over. They're going to bury him in Staples next to the legal paper and the whiteout. So I turned on the TV this morning, and there's the Jackson hearse. And it's like following the O.J. getaway car. You know, by the way, O.J. has lost his driver's license. So the next time you see O.J. in a chase, his car will be on a flatbed. And O.J. will be sitting in the car. And remember that, and everybody came out and waved, "Go on, kill them all, O.J.," and they're all waving. O.J., the most innocent murderer in history, alleged. He's only alleged. Yeah, and every crime the Democrats commit is only alleged. And speaking of crime, I got to tell you something. Beware of the word choice. When you see a government official attach the word choice to anything, somebody is going to die. When they tell you they're pro-choice, they don't give you the body count, the 1,400,000, which is coming down a little bit. It's now 1,200,000. Beware of the Democratic buzzword choice. I'm telling you, when they attach the word choice to legislation, somebody dies. Back to the funeral of Michael Jackson. I said, after watching all this coverage, that Michael Jackson could have been president of the United States. He would have gotten more votes than Obama. And people say that's impossible. Let me tell you something. Nothing is impossible. Never can happen. Happens all the time. But anyway, Michael took himself out of the running at 50 years old. An entertainer. My kids grew up on Michael Jackson. They loved his music. But he had a few flaws. And we know what the flaws were. Okay? He hated his body. He hated his color. And he was not normal. Okay? When you pay somebody to make your wife pregnant, you're not normal. When you're a black man and all you want to have is pure white kids, you're not normal. Now let's talk about a normal black man. Martin Luther King, who broke all racial barriers, who was instrumental in making a progress that cannot be compared to by anybody, including Mahatma Gandhi, was assassinated on our motel balcony. He gave his life for his people. He was a true Moses personified. And when he died, his coffin, he didn't even get a case on. His coffin was a buckboard pulled by mules. And they walked to the cemetery to remind every black of their real roots and how far they have come and must go Now you got Michael Jackson and everybody's waiting for him to come out of the hearse and dance on the roof. It's a total disgrace. But even worse is all of the Brutuses that are giving orations today at this kid's funeral, this 50-year-old kid's funeral. Al Sharpton is thinking of changing his name to Sharp Jackson. Jesse Jackson wishes he was related, and he acts like he is. Beware of those who dip their shirt in the blood of the lamb. Just like that word choice. And now they got a Sheila Jackson. Sheila Jackson Lee. Beware of women with two last names. So anyway, they're all making flowery speeches, and Michael is getting a bigger funeral than Pope John got. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's really sad. And you want to know what that shows? That there is a need for religion in this country, because many people, the majority, do not have religion. They're looking for God in all the wrong places. Hollywood is not God. Hollywood is the temple that Samson destroyed. It's really sad. MTV is not God. So, I just wanted to say, to have my piece, and Peter King said it for me. I gotta tell you, Peter King said it for me. We're in trouble as a nation. We have lost our morals. We have lost our values. We've lost our faith. And we're losing our country every day. Every day, another piece of the ocean breaks off. The land that breaks off and floats in the ocean. And it has nothing to do with global warming. You're just losing your country. So, having said that, let me find a tune that can lift us all up.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions.
Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in your feet. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
Gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Flew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below. With a fire pipe a-blowing, while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below. With a fire pipe a-blowing, all the muscatel was flowing.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy.
Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Swim, swim, swim to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Crawl, crawl.
tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put the tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Escape the Fox Gitmo torture and the Michael Jackson show run by Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Sheila Jackson Lee. I decided hijacked. Those are hijackers. And here's something to think about. Get a look at Jesse. Jesse was Clinton's bagman. He shook down Wall Street every chance he could. Okay? He used to walk into Wall Street and say, "You don't have too many black employees here." And they'd say, "How much you want, Jesse?" You don't think so, huh? You want to buy a bud in Chicago? Okay, let's talk about Dunster Man. This man was a presidential candidate representing the party of death. And how did he work his way up in the party? He accused white policemen of raping a black girl and writing the N-word on her breasts. And it turned out to be bogus. And the people that he charged with the crime and destroyed their careers sued him in court. And they were they received compensation for Al's lies. And this guy was a presidential candidate. But even worse than the alleged rape of a black girl by a white racist policeman was that one of the policemen was a trainee. He was a probe. He was on probation to get on the job. And he had just begun his career. He had a girlfriend and everything was going his way, and along comes Al Sharpton to make a buck on race. And this guy couldn't take the pressure, and because of the charges, his girlfriend broke off with him, and he blew his brains out. And that was the end of his life. And Al Sharpton pulled the trigger. But Al Sharpton, like many Democrat murderers, gets away with murder. Ted Kennedy is another one. You think about that. So if you're a Democrat, you can get away with rape and murder. So hang in there and let me... I know what I wanted to mention. I changed the channels to get away from the Jackson worship. And I go to C-SPAN. And there's a gentleman at the podium, and his name is President Uribe, and he is from Colombia. And he is speaking English, thinking in Spanish. And he's very good. And he's telling the world that Colombia supports the people of Honduras. And he is telling the world that Colombia has been fighting all of the crime that is paid for by the children of Americans in the drug wars. And in Medellin, the bishop of Medellin was gunned down on the altar by drug lords. So you can imagine how much jeopardy this president's life is in. And he's standing up and he's trying to clean up his country. And all he wants to do is to be approved I think it's by NAFTA. Or there's a trade agreement that the United States won't sign. Why not? Maybe because he was a friend of Bush. But they're not signing the trade agreement. And this guy needs our help. And we know nothing about Latin America, yet Latin America is more important to us than the Middle East. And we don't even realize it. I don't realize it. And you can canvass all the school kids and ask them to name all the countries in South America, Central America, and you'd be shocked if they could name more than two, unless they come from the region. So I hope that this country turns around and helps President Uribe, because he is a man among men, and he is what the word leader really means. Okay? And he is a good ally to have. And right now, we need some real allies, not the ones we've been buying. So let me give a little tribute to President Uribe. My favorite part of the song is coming up right now. When they said that the boys in Afghanistan have to read a Miranda warnings to Al-Qaeda and Taliban before they can pull the trigger, I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to change it when I'm president. We're not going to read them Miranda warnings. We're going to read them merengue warnings. So hang in there, and I'll play you the merengue warning.
Para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book at .com. And how are you today? Did you wake up this morning and see your president getting off a plane in the Soviet Union to salute his masters? Did you know he was going to give away one third of your fight back capability? Does this guy have any? Any idea what's going on in the world? Is this guy a realist? Did you get a look at Dmitry Medvedev? Did you see how tall he is? Maybe Obama should have challenged him to a basketball game. Yeah, and the winner can call for world peace. Yeah, and the hoople gets shot. Look, a basketball hoople. Obama is out of his league. He's dealing with people that wipe out whole countries. He has no idea. He is like the lamb in the lion's den. He's looking over at Medvedev to see if everything's okay. Yeah, and Medvedev is only the warm-up man. Putin, Rasputin is coming up next. And he is going to eat Obama for lunch, comrade. You got to remember who you're dealing with. If you want to know what the Russians are like in negotiations, you have to go to Berlin in the final days and talk to 180,000 German women that were raped. And that's who you're dealing with. You got to go to the Katyn Forest with a shovel and dig up 6,000 Polish officers who were butchered by the Russians. You got to talk to somebody who was told by the Russians to rise up and fight the Germans as the Russians were outside the city of Warsaw, and that the Russians would be right in to help them, and then the Russians sat back while the Germans cut the Poles to pieces. And after the Poles were completely cut to pieces, then the Russians came in and took care of the Germans. You got to take a look at people like Joseph Stalin, whose genes run in the Politburo, and look at his best man Molotov, whose wife happened to be Jewish, and when Stalin found out about it, he had her arrested, and Molotov stayed on the job because he was a good little communist. She was only a wife, comrade. And this is who basketball boy is dealing with. Yeah, but Tom, he's got the power of the United States behind him. What power? The third he just gave away this morning when he got off the plane? Huh? This guy never paid any dues in World War II. What, he had a relative in the attic? Give me a break. This guy doesn't even have citizenship papers. Yeah, and you're never going to see them. How's that? That's because you are just a peasant. Oh, yes, Mr. Putin, you can have back the Balkans. You can have back Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia. You can have back Poland. You can have back Czechoslovakia. All we want is to be your friend. We gave those countries away once before. We can do it again. And the news that you're not hearing, maybe I should have a program that says the news you will never know. And the news that you will never know is that King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia has given his unblessing to Iraq. He does not want the Shia to be in power, and he will spend billions to destroy that government. And all our work will be down the drain, and we won't say boo. Because we need the oil, and without the oil, we'll have no friends in the world. And speaking of oil, I saw a good movie, a documentary, over the weekend. I couldn't stand any more of worshiping Michael Jackson. And I got to tell you something, if Michael Jackson had run for the presidency, nobody could have beat him. He would have been in a landslide. 90% of the American people would have voted for Michael Jackson. But he's a pervert. Only Congressman King says that. But he's a child molester. Only Congressman King says that. There's always one holdout in the government takeover. Yeah, give me a break. Michael Jackson would have had the numbers. Guaranteed.
Yeah, and then we could legalize drugs. And we'll live happily ever after, collecting unemployment.
So what did I see? I saw the History Channel. I couldn't stand to watch worship. I thought they were going to have a holy mass. I was waiting for the Pope to come out and canonize Michael Jackson, which he would never do, thank God. He wouldn't even have his picture taken with Uday Pelosi. And I hear the reason he wouldn't have his picture taken was because she went to Syria and autographed IEDs that blew the legs off of Americans who she represents. How's that? How's that for a stab in the back? What's her famous saying? Hail Rabbi? Yeah. Unbelievable. That woman should be in jail. She should be in jail along with Jane Fonda. They should both be getting the death penalty. And Senator Nelson along with them. So, I saw this documentary as I fled to escape. There was no movies on. The only movies you can see are women being raped and cut to pieces, or cops to be made to look dumb, or all Southerners to be made to look incestuous. Yeah, the media has done a wonderful thing undermining the country. They've been instructed, brother. They got a Michael Jackson runner-up. Yeah. Mr. Soviet Union. This guy goes in. I'm waiting to see him bow to Putin tomorrow. Yeah. That'll be the straw that breaks the camel's back in Riyadh. Yeah. So King Abdullah is pumping money into the takedown of the Maliki government. Because he doesn't want Shia. The Muslims hate the Sunnis hate the Shia with a passion. But the movie that I saw, the documentary, it wasn't even a movie. It was very good. It was a two places in time movie documentary. It was the last bombing raid on Japan to destroy the last standing oil refinery in Akita, Japan. It's probably where the Akita dogs come from. And I forget how many bombers, let's say 300. 300 B-29s. They had to fly 4,000 miles, I believe it was 4,000 miles, round trip, to get to Akita, Japan, to bomb the last oil refinery standing in Japan. Because if you destroy the oil refinery, then everything that runs on oil stops moving. no grease for the axles, no gasoline for the trucks and tanks. And at the same time that this bombing unit was taking off, and the plane that we were allowed to ride in was called the Boomerang, which is a pretty catchy name for a B-29, because what does a boomerang do? You send it out and it comes back. Who wouldn't want to be a boomerang in a war, knowing that when you go out, you'll come back? So there's 10 guys in the crew on this plane. The youngest is 18. I think the oldest was 28. And they were carrying so much fuel and bombs that they had to get rid of their machine guns and any excess weight. So they had to go out 2,000 miles and come back 2,000 miles. And they said that these B-29s, they were the early ones being produced, and they had a lot of kinks in them, glitches. So off they go, they take off, and they got the message that if you hear the word, I think it was Apple, that means abort the mission. Because there were negotiations, the word was the Japanese government was about to surrender. But at the same time that these planes were taking off, Japanese officers in the army were planning a coup d'etat. They did not want to surrender. They knew the emperor was going to surrender. The emperor had made two recordings on wax or vinyl of a speech telling the Japanese people he was surrendering for their sake and safety, because we had just dropped the two big ones. And the third one, and I didn't even know there was a third one, but the word was the third one is going to Tokyo. So the planes are in the air, and at the same time, the Japanese commander who wants to seize the palace is creating his coup d'etat. And he has to go in, and he executes a Japanese general who refuses to accede to his wishes. And it's funny because the Japanese guy who was like almost second in command for this coup d'etat, okay, he was interviewed at the age of 95, so he survived it, okay. So now these planes are heading out. It's almost the end of the war. The radio man is listening for the word Apple so they can abort the mission. And they fly over, they leave from Guam, they fly over Iwo Jima. And then they head towards Akita, Japan. And if Japanese Zeros come out of the sky, these guys are all finished. Because they have they only have one tail gunner, and that's it. All the other armaments have been stripped to give them a chance to get back to the base after they drop their bombs. So finally they get over the target. There's no callback. They get over the target, and they drop their bombs. And just as they're about to drop their bombs, one of the guys in the plane looks up in the sky, and there is another B-29 right on top of them, getting ready to drop their bombs. And they're saying to themselves, this war is almost over. I'm going to be the last casualty. And the pilot pulled out of the way, and the bombs almost dropped together, their bombs and the plane above them. So they complete their mission, and they turn around. They're now heading home. And then the word comes out. The coup d'etat has failed. The Emperor Hirohito has told the people they are surrendering. The war is officially over. And now they got to get back to Guam. When they approach Iwo Jima, the runway is too short for the B-29s. It is a rough runway, and they're debating whether or not they're going to have enough fuel to go all the way, or should they try a landing at Iwo Jima and pick up additional fuel. And they opt not to do it. And when they get almost right on top of Guam, like, their plane's engines start to backfire and sputter. That's how low on fuel they were. And they only could land once. There was no go-around. And they make it. But here they are, having completed the last mission of the war, and their biggest worry was getting back and surviving. And that's the kind of people we had that won World War II. And we have those people today, but they're a handful. A half of 1% of the nation defends it. And during World War II, I remember reading a story of a small town somewhere in the Midwest where the guys all volunteered, the guys from the town as a group all volunteered to go and serve in the country. And some of them were classified as 4F, and they were so despondent over not being taken, they committed suicide. How's that? You wouldn't see that kind of patriotism today. Not suicide. Some guys can't even stay married. Yeah. Well, she was a bitch. Yeah. Well, she wasn't when you were courting her. So what happened? When did she grow horns in her tail? Yeah, has nothing to do with you, right? Yeah, and neither does abortion. What are you? You're a missing link? Yeah, I say, if you want to cut down on the number of abortions, what you do is you execute the groom, the proxy groom. Yeah, and you want to see abortion, the abortion, it will go from 1,400,000 to about 10. Yeah. If a guy knows he gets a girl in trouble and she has, before she can have an abortion, he can be executed. Let me tell you something. There'll be a lot of priests. So hang in there a second, and I'll give you a tune to cheer you up. Remember when Bush was in office and they would say, we got to find somebody who thinks outside the box? Well, I just thought outside the box, right? If you're really pro-choice, I think if a woman is really pro-choice, she should be given two choices. She can either kill the kid or the groom. Now, how do you think the men would fare over the kids? What do you think?
Well, you know, he did say some mean things to me the other day. Off with his head.
Now, that's a Solomon-like decision. Yeah, I could see it now. Well, Mr. Jones, the woman that you impregnated is about to make her decision now. What do you think it's going to be? You know, this is at the court, you know, when you go outside, you get the verdict. Oh, well, we won't be interviewing Mr. Jones. Yeah, I could see that now, man. You know what? You know what Mr. Jones would be doing? He'd be singing this song.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby, you're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you,
I'll tell you, the one place you can't sing that song and live, you can't sing it in the labor room. But did you ever see, you know, when Paul Anka, that's Paul Anka, by the way, when he did that song, he got so fed up with the women's movement and It's My Body that he had to do this song. And they hated him for it. They hated Paul Anka more than they hate Sarah Palin. Yeah, and it was beautiful. I loved it. I got a big kick out of it. The women's movement. That's a joke. That's a joke. Why should a woman stand alone in a pregnancy? She didn't do the whole thing by herself. The guy who's responsible should have to stand trial before that baby is executed. And then a jury should decide who gets executed. Save the baby. Could you see this? Could you see the defense attorneys trying to save that child, as opposed to the guy? He's a low life. He does drugs. He's a nobody. He doesn't even have a job. He's a burden to society. Now, on the other hand, we have this beautiful brand new child who hasn't hurt anybody. I ask you, my friends of the jury, who do you want to see live and who do you want to see die? You think the jury would say kill them both? Do you think the jury would say kill the woman and save the father and the child? My point is, somebody's dying in this deal. Don't let them tell you it's a fetus. It's not a fetus. It's a boy or a girl. It's a name. It's not a title. It's not a handle. It's a boy or a girl. It's a Johnny or a Joan. It's a Billy or a Barbara. That's who's being executed. They're destroying the absentee ballot. They're not counting that child's vote. They tell you the child's not a citizen yet and it's not entitled to protection. And then they let 2 million Mexicans come across the border.
Yeah.
And they're pregnant. And they're not killing their kid. No. They're bringing the replacements. It's a fact. You can view it any way you want. Like the man says, the truth hurts. Do you know how many babies died? How many millions of babies died while liars convinced ignorant people that it wasn't a child? It was only a tissue. A little tissue. Let me tell you something about a little tissue. You sit any one of those liars in the dental chair and let me work the drill for about 10 minutes on a little tissue with no Novocaine. And we'll see how they feel about pain. And they'll tell you that the tissue doesn't feel pain. How do you know that? Did you ever take a little tissue and stick a probe in it? Does it react? Does it flinch? Oh, it's only a nervous reaction. Yeah, huh? Why, because you can't hear? Ouch. You're executing somebody, man. You're killing somebody. I don't care what you call it. That's murder. You can dress it up any way you want. What's the difference between abortion and Nazi experiments on unborn children? Why, you don't think that in Buchenwald and Birkenau, Auschwitz, and Treblinka, they didn't do? Dr. Joseph Mengele wasn't curious about how fetuses react to certain things? Their fetus? And every time I see a Michael J. Fox, I got to tell you, I'm sorry. I see selfishness. I see a kill the unborn to find a cure for me. That's not the way you do it, man. You find a cure for everybody. And the cure is life. I know I'm getting too heavy, so let me lighten up this show. Let's see if I can tell you this joke. It's a day at the circus, and they have this big elephant. And the barker says, we're offering a $1,000 prize to anybody that can make the elephant move his head up and down as if he's saying yes. So all the big strong men are pulling on the elephant's ears. And nobody, I messed it up. Let me go back. Not only does he have to make the elephant's head move up and down as if he's saying yes, but he also has to make the elephant move its head sideways from left to right and right to left as if they're saying no. So everybody's pulling on the elephant's ears, all the strong men, and nobody can do it. This little kid walks up, and he looks at the elephant, and he says, do you know who I am? And the elephant moves his head from side to side to say no. And then he kicks the elephant in the groin, and the pain is so great, the elephant throws his head up and down. So the kid picks up $1,000. A year later, the same carnival comes to town, and the barker says, anybody who can make the elephant move his head up and down so as to say yes, and then make the elephant move his head from left to right so as to say no, will get $1,000. So all the strong guys are pulling on the elephant's ear, and nobody can move the elephant. Up comes the little kid again, and he stands in front of the elephant. He goes, do you know who I am? The elephant moves his head up and down. He says, you want another kick in the groin? The elephant says, no. Hang in, they will give you a tune.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
You know, it doesn't take much to lose a country. All you got to do is leave a door open. Just ask the Trojans. I finally remembered that comedian's name we were talking about last night. It's escaping me again. Let me see if I can... David Brenner. That's who it was. David Brenner. He's pretty good. He got married that night on the show. He had a Jewish ceremony. He had a rabbi come down from... hook the two cables. Come down into the audience and marry him. And I was surprised. The prayers that the rabbi was saying could have been prayers that are said in my church. Amazing. We do have a lot in common. I was thinking about King Abdullah and, you know, a gift a fit for a king. What do you give a king as a gift? The only thing you can give him is something religious that commands his, you know, his respect, like prayer beads. And if you look at the Muslim prayer beads, you know, all you got to do is put a crucifix on them, you got a rosary. And one of the beads in those prayer beads is called the Watchman. Very interesting. I often say the things we have in common will bring us together. And we have a lot in common. The both Muslims and Jews won't eat pork. One calls it a halal, and the Muslims call it halal, and the Jews call it kosher. And for years, Catholics used to not eat meat on Friday. And that's why I get a kick out of when liberals try to force the Catholic Church to to modernize, as they call it. Modernize, yeah. Yeah, you know what their version of modernization is, sex on the altar. Yeah. It took us 2,000 years just to turn the altar around. We are slow moving. That's why they call us conservative. And I grew up eating fish on Friday. And you know what? That kept a lot of fishermen in business. So it was always good. Just like every state should have gas pumpers, people shouldn't have to pump their own gas. One, it's not the safest way to go. Two, you get the smell of gas on your hands. And three, you're knocking off a job that some guy needs. So, fill her up. But if this government has its way, they'll turn every gas pump into another motor vehicle bureau. If you weren't born in 1973, you have no idea what gas lines were like. We were totally helpless. Who was president then? Let's find out who that crazy person was. It was Richard Nixon. Oh, God. And I like Nixon. Personally, I didn't think what he did at the Watergate was any big deal. If Clinton did it, he would have got a complete pass. They would have called it hanky-panky. So what's Obama's famous line going to be when he meets Putin? Mr. Putin, put that wall back up. What's the book that he wrote? The Audacity? Yeah, he's got a lot of audacity, man. This guy hasn't been president for 6 months? And already he's on a whirlwind tour. He's setting the record straight. Are we in trouble? Wait till this guy has his first 11th hour situation. And never forget, Democrats get you into bigger wars and more wars than Republicans do. Republicans get you out in one piece. W-O-N-P-E-A-C-E. You think about that. And, you know, they were talking about Curtis LeMay on Mike Savage tonight. And they were saying that he was a man for his time, but when peace came, nobody wanted anything to do with him. And, you know, that's the old moral in the Westerns, where the town is overrun by bad guys and nobody is safe, and they go outside the town and get a hired gun. And the hired gun comes in and he cleans up the town, and then they ask him to leave because he's not of the right character. Yeah, that's a typical Western scene. And so Curtis LeMay was that kind of man. And but he was for America. And it seems like the ones that are for America, they don't get a fair shake. But if you're for any country but mine, any country but mine, ACBM, those are the ACBM people, new acronym, any country but mine. Yeah. And I heard a woman on Steve Malzberger tonight pretending to be a conservative, and she was saying that the Honduran government did the wrong thing by throwing out their president in his pajamas without his slippers. And of course, you know my recommendation, we should do that to Mayor Bloomingdale, who you're going to find out after he wins the next election that the city is broke. You're going to find out. He's banging people $125 for seatbelts and cell phones. How about you just confiscate the cell phone? Yeah. The women of America wouldn't stand for that. Don't get me started, because I'll vilify myself. I don't know why you don't have a cell phone that hooks to the radio. A woman, you should have a hands-free. If you want to give your wife something for her birthday or for Christmas, give her a hands-free cell phone. Because one day when she's making that turn while she's on the phone, she's going to run into me. So this woman passing herself off as a conservative was a true communist. She was a typical liberal, and the liberals are laissez-faire. Leave alone, let alone. Laissez-faire. Let nature take its course. So this president that they threw out of Honduras, he wanted a third term like Mike Bloomberg, or as I call him, Mayor Bloomingdale, because everything's for sale in New York. And I heard his big speech about, we love the middle class. Yeah, then why are you crushing it? You love the middle class so much, how come we don't make everything rent controlled in New York? Start with the Trump Towers. Yeah, one of Donald's penthouses can go for $60 a month. Yeah, the art of the Trump. There's a guy. He sold out Miss America. He sold out Miss California. The girl was absolutely beautiful. She had style. She had class. And they let a crazy gay guy tear her to shreds. And then they blamed her. Yeah. And Donald says, Donald should be singing Stand By Your Man. Tommy, he should be wearing a Tammy Wynette button. Yeah, the Donald. I told you I was going down to Atlantic City. And racing me down there was a water truck. And it had Donald's picture on it. He's selling water. Yeah, right out of the New York taps. When Donald plays taps, he turns on the faucet. Yeah, the Donald. Give me a break. He needs a GI haircut. The last woman in the contest he saved was an alcoholic. She was a lush. She was a binge drinker. And Donald rescued her. But this girl that needed rescuing, she was too Christian for Donald. She was believing in Jesus and everything. She had to go. But don't do it while I'm around. Let me say the right thing, and then you do the wrong thing. How would you like to send the Donald to carry the wounded back in a bonsai assault? Here, let me make it harder for you. How about it's a toss-up who you want to carry you back, Donald Trump or Chuck Schumer? You got to go with the Donald. And if you're in a foxhole with 8 rounds of ammunition left, no, even better, you're in a foxhole with 1 round of ammunition left, and you send Chuck Schumer to go get ammo, shoot him in the back, because he's not coming back. Take your chances with the Japanese bonsai charge. I heard two Hindus talking about if they were trapped in a room with a cobra, or Chuck Schumer, who would they kill first? And they all said they would kill Chuck Schumer. This guy is Bill Sykes. Oh, by the way, Glenn Beck tonight says 33 senators have taken banking money. I'm going to go out on the internet. So stand by. I'll give you a tune, and let me see if I can find out who the 33 senators are. Because I got a feeling that all 33 of those senators have voted to burn the flag.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams whole in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. How would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? Pig. dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He ain't got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. And to fool the people is his only thought. Though he's slippery, still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys on in the zoo, every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are.
Well, I looked for the 33 senators who have a financial interest in banks that got top money, but they're only listing two, Daniel Inouye from Hawaii, a Democrat, and Maxine Waters from California, a communist. Both are Democrats and both are flag burners. Sadly, for Dan Inouye, he is a veteran who served his country well. I think he was in the Nisei Battalion, and I think he was wounded. As a matter of fact, I think he's got one of those wounded arms like Bob Dole. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. The sad part about Daniel Inouye is I could understand him voting Democrat on burning the flag, but I really can't because he betrayed his buddies that he fought side by side with. If you went and visited anybody who served in the Nisei Battalion and asked them what they think of flag burning, I think the only one you would find that would say it's okay is Daniel Inouye. I'd like to do that survey. I would. But both Hawaiian senators are flag burners. Akaka is the other one. And I think Akaka is a veteran too. So I love them for their service to the country. I hate them for voting to burn the flag that drapes the bodies of many of their buddies who fought so valiantly to keep us free. So that's a sellout of the highest order. When I find the other 31 senators, I'll let you know who they are. We will close this segment out with the song that was played when history was being taught in public school last week. And that is the only battle that American school children will learn about is the war against the Martians. And this is the song that defeated the Martians.
Never met you, and yet if I should lose you, mean my very love to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you to rule me, my
Here we go, a medley of tunes to finish up the night. I was just listening to Michael Smirkanish, the show, because I don't know if that was him that was hosting. And all the lefties are calling in and they're smearing Sarah Palin. And the thing that bothers me the most is most of these, it's guys that are calling in. And they all sound like they're divorce cases. And they have a thing about women. It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, if they said the same thing about a man that they say about a woman, they would get their brains knocked out. Here's the gasoline song. You know the price of gasoline. The price of crude oil is going down. It went down $2.50 today at the peak of summer driving. So let's get it down to what it should be, $9 a barrel, or else you'll be running on empty.
Looking back at the years
I think I know why all these crybabies are calling in knocking Sarah Palin. Somebody stole their gal.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal. Some alley, some cat came and took her away from me. And they didn't even tell me that they were leaving. The kisses we had shared, and the time she said how much she cared. Well, now I know, yes, now how I know just how much I really need her so. I'm pretty broken up, I'm plenty broken-hearted now. Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal. Some sweet-talking lover boy took her away, I think, to play. And they didn't even bother to come over, tell me, buddy, we're leaving. Her kisses that we had shared. Many, many, many times she said she'd care. Well, now I know, yes, now I know just how much I really need her so. I'm plenty broken up, pretty broken up, I'm broken-hearted now. Somebody stole my gal. Didn't want to lose her, I didn't want to lose her. Didn't want to lose her, didn't want to lose her. The kisses we had shared, the many, many, many times she said she cared. Well, now I know, oh yes, now I know just how much I really need her so. I'm pretty broken up, I'm broken-hearted now. But somebody stole my gal.
Here's one more. It's another Somebody Stole My Gal, but this time it's the Phantom of the Opera. The Phantom of the Opera stole my gal.
Opera is there. awesome ending, boy. You like that one, right? We got 5 minutes left, and I was just going to mention one thing to you, and that is the next time you're watching one of those PBS specials and they're doing 50s music, just take a look at the audience. They're all still married. You'll see nothing but gray heads. Guys and girls, and you can see they've been dancing up since the 50s. Now, why is that? Why are those people still together? Did they do the right thing from day one? Did they get married in the Chapel of Dreams?
I don't know where all of these jobs are going to come from. We've wiped out our entire...
Ese amor llega sin esta manera. No tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana. Porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Yo la prefiero vivir así. Bandolero, bandolera. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te desaparado. Lo mismo ya callé. Soy yo. No te encuentro lavando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no te. cuentos y de nada. Lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.